Good afternoon. My name is Gabriel Oluwatosin, Institute of Agricultural Research and Training, Obafemi Awolowo University, Ibadan, Western Nigeria. I'm presenting clintide as indicator of soil degradation, an experience from the savanna ecology of southwestern Nigeria. Soil degradation remains a major threat to sustainable agriculture in sub-Saharan Africa. It occurs as a result of mismanagement of soil resources, resulting in insufficient agricultural production that threatens food security. However, one of the natural processes of soil degradation enhanced by human activities is clintization or clintide formation. Clintide, otherwise refers to as laterite, is a discrete body of soil materials with less than 25% by volume of rock structure, resulting from absolute accumulation of iron. That is one of the profiles that we use. We see the level, that's the clintide we dug out from that layer. Why this study? The study area, used to produce and supply 68% of food needs of the cities in southwestern Nigeria, mainly Tuba and Greece, including the city of Lagos and Ibadan. Diagnosis survey carried out in the area shows that a decrease in food production by 45% over a period of 30 years. The study also revealed that soil is the main production issue in the area. In the 70s, the British Overseas for Development project was carried out in the area by Murdoch et al. And this has not been followed. It stopped at reconnaissance level. So it has not been followed by detailed soil survey. That's the area, the study area in Nigeria. With annual population increase of 3.5% and land tenure problem, farmers are now cropping marginal land with petroclintite formation. The question is, how does clintide affect soil quality and crop production in the area? Poor crop growth and crop failure due to characteristic of soil, like rotability, nutrient availability, and retention, the workability, structural stability, and moisture availability. Farming is no more profitable business, and the youth are abandoning farming business for unrealizable city jobs. The native farmers with an average age of 66 years and mainly smallholders abandoned the degraded land for non-agricultural and less profitable occupations. Tenant farmers who bought the land from the natives are given land occupied by petroclintide because of lack of details or survey reports. The tenant farmers abandoned crop production and farming business after 2 or 3 years of cropping due to crop failure. And this has led to 45% decrease in food production. The occurrence and formation of clintide in the study area, 33% of the land area are occupied by the soils with clintide formation at the scale of the mapping by Murdoch et al. Effective soil depth are shallow, range from 0.18 to 0.75 meters. Soils over iron pan are sandy and thus susceptible to drought during dry spell. Iron pan peak thickness is greater than 0.8 meter and are impervious, thus creating transient water and flooding during rainfall event. Autoclitic gravel over pan layer are more than 50% by volume. Erosion mainly in terrain and it is common on farm and fallow lands. Pan layers are thus exposed by erosion. Iron boulders and carp are common in the area. Crop yields are low due to shallow effective soil depth to store moisture and nutrients. Suitability of the plant present land use required high input and or a change of land use. The soil quality is low to moderate. This table is showing the series local name, the soil series name of the profile that we dug and used for this study. The position in the landscape, the hectareage covered, and the percentage of the land. Then the depth to thickness, you will say that is mainly it's less than 100 centimeter over pan. And the thickness of the pan, they are very thick, and some are continuous that we cannot even know the depth. The first picture there is an exposed iron pan on a fallow land. Then the next one is you'll see that in a corn feed there is interrow erosion there. Then the third one down is a land that is eroded, and the iron, manganese, gravel, and lodus are exposed. What are the management strategies that we can use for this? The current management strategy employed by farmers in the area are to make very large mounds. This method is unsustainable. It will say in the figure 4 when I get there. Conservation tillage minimum and zero tillage and ridging across slope should be adopted. Detailed soil survey and mapping of the area is of a high importance. Ecological farming using organic manure and cover leguminosal crop to improve soil structural quality over pan is needed. The first year where you have the Dioscorea rotundata growing, they are the farmers' management of this particular soil. Because of the shallow effective soil depth, they have to make mounds as high as some 0.8 to 1 meter, and that's where they plant their yam. Then the other one is those of them who are using tractor, they have to hand pick all these boulders from the field for them to be able to plow the land. But one of the recommendations we give them is that plow only, do not harrow, because you pulverize the soil and they are more susceptible to erosion. Pasture should be established over soils with petroplintite. Shallow soil could be used to cultivate forestry that can break the iron pan, especially those with thickness less than 1 meter. Conclusion: plintite formation is a major cause of soil degradation in savanna ecology of southwestern Nigeria. 33% of the land are degraded by this process. It results in poor natural soil fertility, waterlogging at the bottom lands, drought, limited rotability volume, stoniness, among others. Most of the soil encountered are only suitable for grassland and pasture. Inability to have effective management of soils with plintite will have serious implications on food security, because the land are being abandoned by the land users. Management strategy should include planting of cover crops, leguminous, tree crop that can break iron pan. Addition of organic manure and change of land use type is necessary where possible. Thank you for your listening. Thank you.
We do have time for one or two questions. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sorry. There's a question here in the corner.
Okay.
I'm just curious. You know, you showed where the farmers might be plowing with tractors.
Yeah.
You said they have to pick up the boulders and make mounds.
Yeah.
If they do that once in the field, does the field get more boulders later on, or is it they do it once and they can plow from now on?
No, because of the shallow.
Sure.
Yeah. When they pick it, probably 1 or 2 years, there will be erosion. Some of the boulder will come up again.
Okay.
They have to pick the boulders again.
Okay, sure. So
and when they pick them, they don't stop at that. They carry it to their villages to make the foundation of their building.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least they get something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not seen any other questions? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.